Hello everyone, Ryan Stevens on the Pick and Rollout. We are back with Championship Week Saturday game previews. We're going to get things started in the SEC. 1 o'clock Eastern on ESPN, Mississippi State taking on Auburn. Auburn a 7.5-point favorite in this game. This line opened at 8.5. Yesterday, Auburn beat South Carolina 86-55. Mississippi State had that big victory over Tennessee, which we did not see coming, but well done to the Bulldogs in that matchup. Mississippi State 2-4 straight up in their last six games, obviously have won two in a row here in the tournament. They are also 2-4 against the spread in that stretch. They've only covered two of their last seven in the month of March, but they have won 14 of their last 20 overall. As an underdog, yesterday's win was their first cover in their last five attempts as the underdog going into a game. Auburn 12-6 against the spread in their last 18 overall. They've won five of their last six straight up, including nine of their last 12 on Saturdays. They're 4-1 straight up in their last five games against teams from the SEC, and they have covered 12 of their last 16 when playing as a favorite. All of those trends pointing towards Auburn. You also have the fact that Auburn has beat Mississippi State six of the last seven meetings between these two teams. Auburn's covered four of the last six. Mississippi State's got a lot of momentum going their way, but I think Auburn gets it done here. I'll take the Tigers -7.5. 142.5 is the total. Mississippi State, no real trends when it comes to their totals recently. Auburn has seen the over hit in four of their last five overall, as well as seven of their last eight in March. When these two teams have met the over 12-4 in the last 16 meetings, I think you got to look at over in this one as well. We move on to the Big Ten, 1 o'clock Eastern on CBS. The Badgers of Wisconsin taking on the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue a 6-point favorite in this matchup. They beat Michigan State 67-62 yesterday. Wisconsin taking down Northwestern in a 9-point win of their own yesterday. Wisconsin just 4-11 against the spread in their last 15 games. They're 3-8 at the window in their last 11 on Saturdays. They're just 1-4 straight up in their last five games as an underdog and have failed to cover the spread in their last five games on Saturdays away from Madison. Purdue, 6-0 straight up in their last six games, but they've only covered one of their last five. They're 9-1 straight up in their last 10 games in the month of March. They've only covered one of their last seven when playing as the favorite. In this matchup, Wisconsin has lost Wisconsin 4-10 straight up against Purdue in the last 14 meetings, but Wisconsin has covered four of the last five. I think they managed to do that today. I don't know that they'll win this game, but I think they keep it closer than six. 143 is the total. The total has gone over in each of Wisconsin's last seven games, as well as four of their last five in the month of March. Purdue over in 12 of their last 18 overall and seven of their last nine on Saturdays. The over has also hit in seven of the last nine meetings between these two teams. Hard to ignore those trends. We'll take over in this one. We move on to the Big 12. It is championship time. Houston taking on Iowa State. The Cougars, a 5-point favorite going into this meeting. They took down Texas Tech 82-59 yesterday. Iowa State beat Baylor by 14. So both teams coming off of big wins yesterday. You'll be able to catch this one at 6 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Iowa State 12-5-1 against the spread in their last 18 games. They've won six of their last seven overall, as well as four of their last five on Saturdays. Houston, they've won 10 in a row, 11 straight in the Big 12, five in March. They're 6-1 against the spread in their last seven Saturday games as well. It's tough to go against the number one team. They, of course, want to make a statement heading into the tournament. I've been leaning towards some favorites today. Yeah, we had Wisconsin. I got to say, this one's going to be close, but I think Houston gets it done. Give me the Cougars -5. 121.5 is the total. The total has gone under in each of Iowa State's last six games overall, as well as each of their last five in the month of March. It's also gone under in four of Houston's last six. The Cougars have seen the over come home in four of their last six Saturday games, but I think this one's going to be some tired legs. I like under 121.5. Our last matchup for today, we are going to the ACC tournament final. North Carolina taking on North Carolina State, the Tar Heels, 9-point favorites in this meeting. North Carolina beat Pittsburgh by 7 yesterday. NC State needed overtime to beat Virginia, but they got the job done. North Carolina State 4-1 straight up in their last 5 overall, 4-2 in the ACC. North Carolina has won 8 in a row. They've won 5 in a row in March. They've covered 8 of their last 10 on Saturdays. Head-to-head between these two, North Carolina has won 6 of the last 7. They've covered 10 of the last 13. North Carolina State's had a heck of a week, but they've played one more game than North Carolina did. They've had to go to overtime yesterday. I think the legs are just going to fall out for them. I think North Carolina pulls away late in this one and covers the 9.5. 145.5 is the total. The total has gone over in 8 of NC State's last 12 games overall, under, though, in 6 of their last 9 in the month of March. North Carolina has seen the under hit in 5 of their last 7. And between these two teams, the under has come home in 4 of the last 5 meetings. I think we're going to have to say under in this matchup as well. That's going to do it for this episode of the Pick and Rollout. Be sure to subscribe to the feed wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with SEC and Big Ten championship game previews. And of course, we're going to be here all next week talking about what's happening in the tournament. For the Pick and Rollout, I'm Ryan Stevens. Thank you for joining us.